Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Vampire Historian Podcast. Today we'll be talking about one of the first documented cases of European vampire lore, the Shoemaker of Silesia. The case is also referred to by some authors as the Vampire of Breslau. The story first appears in English in the work of 17th century theologian Henry Moore. In his work An Antidote Against Atheism in 1653, Moore gives the account of two cases from Silesia, an area now part of Poland. This first case comes from Breslau and is the case of the Shoemaker. Moore's work is completely available online and is linked in the information for this episode. Moore's account is expounded upon by one of the most important figures in vampirology, British clergyman Montague Summers, who died in 1948. Summers was a prolific author on many subjects and will most likely get his own episode in the near future. But in Summers' second book on vampires, 1929's Vampire in Europe, he lays out Moore's account of the story with a few added details. Dudley Wright, a Freemason scholar of the same time period, also wrote about Moore's account in his book of vampires from 1924. One of the most important sources about this story, though, is what I consider the essential guide to vampirology, which would be Paul Barber's Vampires, Burial, and Death. Barber gives one of the fullest accounts of documented vampire cases from Europe, along with great details of the medical science behind these events. For this specific case, Barber's source is a German work from 1868 by Grasse, loosely translated as The Legend Book of the Prussian State. This account is much longer than that found in Moore's work. So, here's the basic story. On Friday, September 20th, 1591, a shoemaker in Breslau, in the Silesia region of what is now Poland, cuts his own throat and dies. We do not know his name, and it is unclear on whether this happened by accident or an act of suicide, though most of the accounts would call it a suicide. His family, not wanting him to be condemned as a suicide, cleaned and arranged the body to cover up the cause of death. They end up telling everyone that he died of apoplexy, which is more commonly referred to nowadays as a stroke. And by covering up the cause of death, he was able to undergo a proper funeral and burial. Soon after his death, villagers began reporting sightings of what Moore calls a spectrum, or specter. From all accounts, the shoemaker became the most annoying and troublesome ghost I've heard of until the Bell Witch of Tennessee. People were attacked in their homes and in their beds and in public, and nothing seemed to help. Rumors of the shoemaker's suicide began to surface, but his widow continued to deny them. Eventually, on April 18th, 1592, the body was exhumed and found to be in what will become a very typical state for the folkloric vampire. The body was bloated, new skin had grown in certain places like the feet, and the skin looked flesh. Also, rigor mortis was no longer present. Of course, today we know that these are all normal attributes of decomposition, and that various factors can affect the appearance of certain traits. The body was left out, mainly because it had no bad smell, which is another trait. It was left out until the 24th of April. There was still no change in the appearance of the ghost, though. He still continued to terrorize the villagers. So after this, they moved the body to be buried under the gallows. This also did not help. It just made the spirit more enraged. Finally, his widow confessed the truth about the suicide, and on May 7th, the body was dealt with in a typical manner for revenants of this time. The head was removed, the hands and feet were also cut off, the heart was removed as well, and then the body was burned. And apparently it took quite a bit of wood to burn the body. Barber goes on to explain in a later chapter of his book that this last part was most likely had to do with the geography of Silesia, being a low land, and the amount of water that the body would have probably taken on while in the grave. So some of the things that we learned from this early case are, number one, there was a great fear of suicide or improper burial, and that both could lead to a body becoming a revenant of some kind. And this is something that we'll talk about much more in later episodes. And then, of course, we also learned about how decomposition was misunderstood for so long during this time period, and that normal signs of decomposition were taken to be signs of vampirism. This will become the basis of many vampire tales as we move through the 16th through the 19th centuries. Lastly, Moore's version of the story mentions that the shoemaker's maid also died and was seen after her death and terrorizing people. So in the same manner, her body was exhumed and burned as well. So here we see the beginning of contagious vampirism, or the vampire passing on his curse, if you will, to other people. And the shoemaker is also, again, one of the only cases that Moore discusses from Silesia. There are two in his work, and one of the only the first of these cases that we'll discuss on this podcast. There'll be many more. Information on the books that I mentioned are available at thevampirehistorian.com, along with some of the other sources that I used for this podcast. If you're interested, you can follow me on Twitter or Tumblr at Vamp Historian, or you can also find The Vampire Historian on Facebook and Instagram. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future episodes, feel free to send an email to thevampirehistorian@gmail.com. And thanks for listening, and be sure to check back next Friday for another episode where we'll be discussing superstitions regarding Good Friday and Easter in Eastern Europe. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening.